Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode. Hey everyone, I was hoping to get this message put together sooner, but things like this unfortunately take time to set up. I just want to say that the acts of war against Ukraine break my heart, and I know as a prior service member myself that my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's fighting the fight that they really shouldn't have to. That being said, we have been working behind the scenes with all of our podcasts and podcast partners to put a fund together in order to pay for any refugee housing and other needs that go alongside that, like food, water, and any clothing needs. Internally, many podcasts in the Hospitality FM network have voluntarily given up sponsorship money in order to donate to the cause and are working on a unified message in order to spread throughout all of our podcasts. So this is me calling out to all of our property manager friends, industry experts, and anyone knowing of those providing lodging for Ukrainian refugees seeking safety. You can contact me directly at Will, with one L, W-I-L, at slicktalkmedia.com. We have an internal document that is being updated in real time, so if anyone could share this message within your network, we'd greatly appreciate it. I'm also placing in the show notes a link to our GoFundMe and landing page for Rentals to Rescue. That's rentalstorescue.com, where we're putting funds together in order to, again, provide finances for any of these lodging and relocation needs. So thank you so much for tuning into this quick message. I hope you guys are all well and safe, as I know we have tons of listeners in Ukraine and other countries in Europe. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Session.
All right. Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning. You live. Saw the teaser on the trailer. It was like live every Monday morning, but this is real live, live, isn't it?
This is really live, live.
Really live from Texas, San Antonio, right?
Yeah. But who's sitting next to you? We have a new host.
Yes,
we have a new host. New host. We hired Jonathan. Him this morning.
Hello. Morning.
So I'm replaced, or he just today? Or should I look for a new job? I should look for a new job.
No, we're gonna pull some people in and out as the event goes on. But Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, go ahead and give us an intro. Who you are? What's your background? What do you do?
Sure. Jonathan Fonville with Atlantic Vacation Homes. We're in Gloucester, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. We're a property management company with about 90 short-term rentals and family business. So we're with my mom and my sister and. My mom started about 35 years ago, so we kind of got our little niche there in the North Shore of Boston, and excited to be here after a little two-year hiatus of no conferences.
Yeah, what's what are you looking forward to most about the conference?
I think just seeing what's changed with everybody in the last couple of years. It's been a big 2 years for vacation rentals. I know we've grown and changed a lot, so seeing what has worked or what hasn't worked for everybody else, where things are going now that trends have totally shifted with the world changes, and then seeing what the technology and the vendor side have done to keep up with that and what the next things are going to be now.
Yeah. What have you?
Before we went live, we were talking about how this is the best year ever, but also the weirdest year ever. Elaborate a little bit on that.
I mean, it's just been, we've never been this busy. Our season for us is usually about 10 weeks. We're a pretty short season. Summer up in New England, so we have about 10 weeks in summer from late June to about Labor Day, and then kind of shoulder season for a few weeks. We kicked off our summer in April, May this year, and it's still going.
Still snow on the ground. And
yeah, our September was about triple what it was last year, which was our best September ever. So we're just going full steam ahead. We were fully booked all summer, and you know, guest expectations were super high this year. So yeah. it was a lot to keep up with, but it was a fun and rewarding year, but a lot of work.
And
I'm a hotel guy. You're a vacation rental guy. What do you think the hotel industry can learn from vacation rental?
Let's see. So I'd say for hotels, you know, a big thing on our end was just making a lot of adjustments and really trying to figure out what is going to work to keep people safe with COVID and keep them happy. And, you know, I think maybe for hotels, finding ways to give people a little more space. You know, for us, we pitched everything as you have your own kitchen, you have all your own, you know, there's no shared hallways, you're in a house by yourself with your family. So I'd imagine hotels trying to branch out that way and find ways to give people their own space and allow people to, I guess, stay socially distant or do what they need to do that. And then also just experiences and find ways to keep people engaged.
Sure.
I think Vacation Rentals did a good job of that this year.
I'm curious, you know, because you said it's like not only good to see everybody after, you know, however long it's been since everyone's gotten together again, but on the service provider side, the technology, is there anything that you're seeing that's really helped push that privacy, that safety, that, you know, that whole like kind of peace of mind for any of the operators that have just kind of struggled in the beginning to adapt?
Well, I'd say for us, one of the big things has been Breezeway, and I'm sure there's other...
Sponsor of the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So Breezeway, definitely. they, you know, that just allowed us to do a really, really good job with our housekeeping and maintenance, and especially in 2020, where we knew cleaning standards were going to be kind of paramount, and we got nothing but rave reviews from our cleaners, so that's one side on them, but also on our ability to schedule, follow up, and do the maintenance tasks and everything like that. In such a busy year, that made it really easy to ensure that high level of satisfaction for the guests. Yeah. So I think, you know, moving forward, that's going to be another big thing is how to improve that even more. Mm-hmm. That was definitely a key for our success these last couple of years. I'm sure for a lot of other people as well.
Yeah.
One of the things we've talked about on the show a lot is one, labor shortage is very real across hospitality today, but the flip side of that is leveraging new and better technologies like Breezeway to streamline the labor that you do have. Have you guys had much in the way of labor shortages? Do you foresee that coming if not?
We've been really fortunate. I know in our area, a lot of the restaurants and other hospitality providers had huge issues with the labor shortage. Restaurants closing early, not being able to open, you know, 10 days of the week. For us, we were fully staffed this year. Our secret source has been my rugby team. So I play rugby and I play for a team in Boston. And last year, we hired three guys from the team to work for us. One of them was there for about 6 months and just came back this week again to work for us. And then this summer, we had three other guys from the team come out and then another one joined this fall. So we've been able to have reliable guys that I know that are, you know, smart, educated, fit,
and hard workers, willing to wake up early, capable of moving a bed by themselves.
They have no problem doing the hard work. So that has been a huge, huge, huge help for us. And to be able to bring them on for the busy season and not have to hire full time.
Yeah.
That's been massive.
So are you a pro rugby player?
I'm not, no.
Okay.
We have
you're getting scared,
now,
Golden?
I'm not one of them.
Yeah, like got this giant rugby player next to me. That'd be nice. So we've got a panel coming up together tomorrow.
Yes.
You want to elaborate a little bit on that one?
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion on our panel. It was a webinar that we did last March or April, I think, and that went really well. And just an opportunity for people of all different backgrounds to be up and discuss how businesses in this industry can improve on that side. And be able to ask questions and be open and hear from people of different races, religions, ethnicities, sexualities, and how, you know, how they feel, you know, in this industry, at the office in general, and what things people can do to make people feel more included, higher, more diverse, and also how that's going to improve people's bottom line, which I think is what everybody's really here for.
Yeah. And you've been coming to this probably as long as I have.
6 years now.
Yeah. 6, 7, something like that. It's changed a lot.
Yeah.
still got a long way to go to be fully well-rounded as an industry, but man, the first few years I was here, I think you were the only other person in the 20s at the time. It was you and me, and everyone else was on walkers, you know. but now it's quite a well-rounded group, and you know, it gets better every year.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've come a long way, and a lot of that's the insertion of family taking over and starting a new generation. A lot of it's new technology and leveraging kind of a mix of the young and the old and people from all different backgrounds. So I'm looking forward to doing that panel.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be fun and educational for everybody.
Yeah.
So for all the live viewers that we have, when is that panel? Can they tune into it later maybe in the future?
I'm not sure it's recorded.
I'm not sure if it's recorded.
All right, well, we're going to try to grab it. So we'll be good. Yeah.
Will's going to bring a mic in. All
right, I got my little Bluetooth one ready to go, so we'll be good.
Nice. What are you looking forward to most from this?
I mean, I think, like I said, just seeing what the trends are and what's happening in technology, and then reconnecting with people. It's been 2 years since we've seen a lot of people, and I always say coming to these events, it's like a college reunion.
Yeah.
So now it's been a couple of years, so I'm excited to, I mean, it's been fun just last night getting to reconnect, and it's always interesting to see people that switched companies in these last couple of years, and you go to talk about something, like, I don't work there anymore. So that's always fun and exciting too.
Yeah, it feels like you haven't missed a beat with the people you already knew. And then there's the whole year and a half of I've gotten to know you really well, but I never met in person.
Yeah,
exactly. And then it's like, damn, you're shorter than I thought.
And then you're sharing earbuds together and sitting so close.
Yeah,
now we're
best friends.
How cute.
Michael, any questions for Jonathan?
It's interesting. We discuss often the comparison between the hotel industry and the vacation rental. I see now more and more technology companies also looking in this smart lock automation part. You think that the vacation rental is in front of the hotel business, if you look at automation, self-check-ins and stuff? Because I see it now recently, like the last few days, some companies in this space actually reached out to us for a potential partnership, which we discussed it already more than a year ago, that is actually pretty common in the vacation rental industry. So if you look at automation, especially, well, just look at the US market, you think automation in vacation rental is in front of, just say also the European market, I don't know how you're familiar with the European market, but especially also when you look at the hotel industry.
So he was basically saying I feel like a translator here, but it's English. He's speaking English.
I'm speaking Dutch.
He is a Dutch guy living in Poland, but he is speaking English.
Well, we're not in the most sophisticated setup for the conference. We're kind of tucked away in a hallway, plus all this other stuff. So
yeah. Anyway, he was talking about how a lot of have keys and all that. How do you guys handle that? Are you still lock and key, or do you have PIN codes?
We have a combination. So we've been rolling out the electronic locks, which has been fantastic. We've never had check-in at our office. I don't think ever. I think it's probably been over 20 years since we've had that. We've always sent people straight there. So that part hasn't really changed. But yeah, the rollout of electronic locks, that's about all we have for smart home technology, really. But we are looking more into using, thermostats and water sensors and some of the other items, garage door openers, all that. So right now, it's just locks.
And well, it's mostly
a good company. So
it's mostly single family homes, right?
In your market. Yeah. But we have a lot of really old houses, so integrating technology can be really difficult. I'll go to install a lock, and it's a 200-year-old door that just doesn't work.
I've been there. We have to be filing the door away to make it
every time. I go to install a lock, there's something that I have to change in the door because they're just they're all old.
Yep.
And they're using Noise Aware in their properties.
Michael, are you using Noise Aware?
We are not.
We caught him.
Lead the episode.
I see a lead in here coming.
There you go.
Perfect. Well,
that's
really awesome.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a few.
Absolutely.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll have to chat more. Can't wait.
All right.
Well, so So, Mr. Ross, what is up with you? Anything going on exciting over in your neck of the woods?
What I just shared actually is a comment that somebody reached out to me from the smart locks and self-check-ins and stuff. Last week, I had a call with another company we might work with also in this part. So you see actually, and we discussed it many times also in the vacation part, you see that the hotel industry is also now moving into this space. So it is, I think, again, we shared before that in the hotel space is a bit behind. But hi, I see another guest. Come on, join.
A former Noiseware employee. This is Monica. Lean in. Lean in.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself.
Oh, shucks. I'm just happy to be here with Will and Michael. And that is all I have to say. I'll talk to you guys later. That's all I've got to say about that.
All right. Good to see you.
It's so cool because I see that you that a lot of people passing you. I don't see the people passing you, but I see you keep waving like celebrity, like, haha, hey, good to see you. Hey, it's me again. Signature's Michael, after.
Michael's kind of a celebrity here. I don't know.
Well, he's like a rock star in there. You see, if we just have this session.
Come say hi. We're live.
He's pretty like always his living room, but you see him. If you see Golden Life first a few weeks ago in London, he was a rock star. Now again, hi.
Yeah, here we are. This is Wes. Wes, introduce yourself. We're live.
Hey, Wes Melton. Nice to be here.
Nice to meet.
So this is you can't hear him. Okay, we're live. This is a podcast. So every Monday morning, the three of us talk about hospitality.
That's awesome, man.
I know you listen in every time.
Yeah, clearly.
But why don't you fill us in on who you are, what you do, and why you're most excited to be here.
Yeah, so Wes Melton, founder of Nikori. We actually just announced this morning that we were acquired by Costco. So I'm actually joining
the team. I didn't even hear this yet.
Yeah, man, just went
breaking
out.
News here.
Yeah,
guys.
Breaking news.
Yeah, so I'm joining their team as CTO in a couple of weeks, and we're building what we think will be.
That's why
the,
you were drinking with Schwab last night.
Yeah, man, I was trying to corral them back to the room so we could get it done.
All right. Is that why Ryan was up till 2 a.m. also?
It is. Okay. Yeah, we're all slammed this morning.
So the paperwork signed?
It's done.
That's done.
Yeah, congrats. It's done.
Big congrats on that.
Thanks,
one.
Man. And
this is my first time meeting you in person after like chatting with
the stakes on you
all
tonight.
Of your,
as long as you're paying.
Was there an earnout?
Man, what is up with you, Mike? Why are you the way that you are? You can ask me questions like that.
Not live, huh?
Yeah, ask me after you turn record off.
Cool.
Okay, so from founder to founder, how does it feels now that you're baby kind of
founder to founder? So he's the founder, Michael Ross, the founder of a company called Bidroom.
Oh, cool.
He's Dutch, living in Poland, but their company is subscriptions for hotels primarily.
Oh, cool.
They do a little bit in vacation rentals, but mostly hotels. So he said, from founder to founder, how does it feel to have the exit on yourself? This isn't your first exit.
No, it's my third, and it feels just as good as the first. And I think like every deal, man, there's just always that anxiety until it's done. Until it's done, it's not done.
Steve's probably a hardball negotiator, isn't he?
Man, Steve's a really great guy. He's probably one of the more, if not the most reasonable person I've ever worked with in a business scenario. Yeah.
Yeah, he and Ryan make quite a team. And now it's a trio.
Man.
This is great.
Three amigos.
How long are you staying with them? How long do you have to stay? You're going to see Graham CTO, right? So,
yeah. So he's become the CTO. I doubt there's a 2-year contract. It's just you're part of the team now.
Man, I'm part of the team. Yeah.
And this team has their own tequila brand, by the way. Has Steve let you in on that yet?
I knew they have it. I haven't gotten a drink yet.
Yeah, we had some in Miami last year.
Is it good?
It was tequila. So that's it's up to you to answer that.
Well, I'll be in Phoenix later this month, so I'll have to try some and let you guys know.
Good. Well, dude, perfect. You popped in. You shared some huge news.
Yeah, man. I'm super excited.
Congrats.
Thanks, dude.
Congrats. Good to
see
you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you too. All right. I'll let you guys get back to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for the exclusive.
Yeah.
See, we have breaking news. You see, but this is only what you're going to have on here, right? We're predicting everything. We just got exclusive.
Hey, come
news.
Say hi.
We got another one.
Come on in. This is Joe. Beyond Pricing. Tell us what you do. Tell us your life story. We're live right now.
Yeah, we're live podcast.
Hey, everybody. Dynamic Pricing Solution. We're here to have some fun, though. No work talk. How are you guys doing? What's going on here?
Every morning, Monday morning, we do a live hospitality show. Michael Ross is the CEO of Bidroom, a hotel company, or a hotel booking platform that's focused more on subscriptions.
Excellent.
And we talk about what's happened in the news in hospitality across the board. And Wes,
excellent.
Wes just shared that they got acquired by Costco.
No way.
Yeah.
Just recently, today?
Today.
This morning.
So breaking news. Do you have any breaking news for us, Joe?
Michael, breaking some news. Wes is the man. No, there's a lot more to come, though. I'll just put it this way. In the next 48 hours, we'll be hearing a lot of intel. So.
Can you guys links our way first?
Oh, for sure. I'd love to.
We'll do it live tomorrow morning. You can be able to share then.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do here, Michael. If it's out on the floor, we can share for sure.
All right.
I'll get us set up out there, Michael. Don't worry. You'll be in.
No worries.
Come by and see us at the booth if you need some pricing help. But yeah, having some fun here in San Antonio. Thanks for joining.
Yeah.
Good take to care, see guys.
Good.
Thanks for letting me join in, guys.
Yeah, that's my phone. Don't take it.
Okay. Well, guys, you just saw, of course, I just heard the speech of Chesky, Airbnb, talk about subscriptions. You're introducing me constantly about the guy of subscriptions. As you know, I'm a big believer in subscription membership and everything out there. You think Airbnb is moving this year still into subscriptions?
This year, probably pretty, come on, not.
He was pretty clear that he's okay. What is your opinion with subscriptions? And
well, it's already October. I can't imagine it's going to move that quick.
I don't know. Maybe not this year, but I would just say latest Q1 2022. They will make this move for sure. It is a marketplace monetizing two sides of the marketplace. I predicted, I think, multiple times they go into this space. So, yeah, let's see. I'm curious if they'll move this direction, but I think they will.
All right.
So
you know something we don't?
I can't share. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
apparently, this is the day of tomorrow. The news will come out, so we have to do two lives in a week. So.
Don't you have some news to share? Ago.
I do. I do have some news to share. Do you guys want another exclusive?
Come on, bring it on.
It's pretty exciting.
First on the market.
First on the market. So, obviously, you guys know I'm a big fan of Noizeware. We use them in our properties, but Noizeware just announced this morning that their new product of Auto Resolve. Has been launched. So now no longer do property managers like myself have to worry about texting guests and calling them and telling them to quiet down. Auto Resolve is going to handle it for us. And if the guests still don't get to it, then we get alerted when it's actually needed to be escalated. So
well, that's
excited.
Really breaking news. That's well done. I like it.
I'm excited because as a PM, when I get that text at 1 a.m. that my noise sensors are going off, I'm not usually the happiest about it because I'm sleeping and I like my sleep. So I can be with you guys in the morning. But, yeah, I don't have to worry about it anymore. I have peace of mind, and I can go sleep and rest easy knowing that Noizeware has got my back. So very exciting stuff. This is a really good
– Nailed it, man. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. And this is not scripted, by the way.
It looked like almost you're applying to be part of the Noizeware team. But
I was worried he was going to boggle it and have to step in. But, man, he nailed it.
I work with your guys' marketing so much that it's just – ingrained
I think easy, it's also since we talk about innovation and everything, you see that also Michael and his team become really creative. Probably like whole noise of our team is watching every week, of course, and tuning into our episode. So by the way, I can see live for Christian. We have soon the short-term rental edition of iMeet Hotel. This is breaking news as well, by the way. Yeah. When we talk about
Perfect.
Breaking news.
Well, Christian, we can just set up and just drag people in and have presenters. But no, I feel free to reach out to me. I can connect you with whoever you need to get that show up and running with the right people and be a smashing success.
We should, we should rebrand because it's called iMeet Hotel and we have a vacation rental.
iMeet Hotel, short-term rental.
I don't know if he's the main innovator. iMeet short-term rental. You can see.
Well, I was going to say, Christian, I was going to email you back this morning, but go through the podcast list, get Michael Golden on as one of the speakers because it's a go-to. He's one of the most knowledgeable people in the space. So,
I don't know about that.
Oh, most connected.
Most opinionated. Most opinionated. Most opinionated.
It's good. Well, again, I can see you all the time like waving the hands and this kind of like thinking, like, haha, this is me. So.
Dude, like walking into the room with this guy, it was like I was garbage compared to him.
Oh, funny.
But you're his security guy, right?
Yeah, he's the muscle. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's the muscle.
Yeah, he's the muscle. So I'm a big kid.
I'm the guy that reaches things that are high up. And he's the muscle.
It's called pinky in the brain, right? No. No, cool.
Chris Mon, I love Chris. He's good. You'll have fun. You'll have a lot of
fun. Just had to say that. But no, awesome. So, man, it's just cool to be. This is my first conference. For the vacation rental side, other than the short stay show from 2020 when the world kind of shut down in March. And it's just really cool, like what Jonathan was saying, you know, solidifying those relationships this last year and a half. Again, like meeting Michael in person for the first time is like a big perk. And so I think we're going to see a lot of
it. Tears when you really, how does it, you saw each other, it was running like in slow motion, just hugging each other, didn't
it's kind of like
let each other go for 15 minutes and then become emotional.
David Jacoby.
Dave, come say hi.
Yeah.
We're live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
what's
we're
going
live.
Up?
Good morning.
Sponsor. Nice to see you. Yeah,
we're come up. Say hi. We're live.
Oh, sit down.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Too many people now, live.
Say hello.
What's going on?
Tell us who you are, hi. What you do.
Who am I?
Who are you?
What, the man, what do you want to be
the
today?
Myth, the legend, David Jacoby.
I'm David Jacoby with Hostfully, and I am pumped to be here. It's so good to see you guys.
Yeah, you as well.
But it's so good to see anyone. So the bar is pretty low.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's what I told Will.
Not much to look at over here. So
we have so much breaking news. Does he has any breaking news? Come on.
Well, we know.
Is he talking?
He
can
is,
you hear him?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we know who you
follow
are.
Follow your lead.
We know who you are. Why don't you tell
I'm
us?
I'm sorry.
Tell us the audience. You know, we've got about 1,000 listeners right now.
Wow. So. Nice. I wasn't expecting this, so excuse me. I'm still just getting them. So, hey, everyone. I'm David Jacoby with Hostfully. We are a property management software and digital guidebook solution. We are the only property management software in North America to be preferred partner for Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com. Also connected to Marriott, and our digital guidebooks are, I don't know, I like to think the best in the industry. They're pretty darn cool.
I'm not going to be biased, but they're the best in the industry. So.
So we've grabbed a few people as they've walked by, like we just did with you. And we caught a couple people breaking stories. So Wes Melton got acquired by Costigo, and he's now their CTO.
Ooh.
But do you have any breaking news to share with us today?
We have an amazing integration with NoiseAware.
Boom. Nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Nailed it. Well done. And Hostfully is also sponsors of Slick Talk.
Yep.
So we appreciate keeping the...
Yeah, keep
things
the
rolling
keep
here.
Keeping the media company going.
And the official guidebook sponsor of Verma of this conference. So it's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone, I was looking through that. It's great.
Anyone listening who's here, even though I don't know if that's the case, we've got lots of discounts to restaurants and bars in our guidebook. So it's VRMA guidebook /SA2021. Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Cool. Yes. We'll plug in the show notes and the links and then. We got plenty more news coming probably from you. I know you guys are doing great things. As a Hostfully user, I'm excited. The product is just getting it's climbing up and up, and it's already really good. So,
I am honored and humbled that you
chose
Hostfully to run your business.
It's perfect.
Pretty darn awesome.
Yeah. Love it.
And Jasper and Eric, Legends X, they just said they're using Hostfully to run their side vacation rental business. Awesome. Cliff Johnson, he's using us. So we've got some cool folks that are getting into the Hostfully family.
Big names.
I was gonna say you got some big players, man.
Heavy hitters.
Kind of feel honored. No big deal.
Well, nice job being scrappy over here and surprising everyone walking by. I like your setup.
We got to keep the Monday morning train rolling, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me. Good seeing you guys.
Good to see you. We'll catch up,
man. Talk soon.
Yeah, sounds good.
Bye, everyone.
So we're obviously gonna have probably a lot more of that happening throughout this whole show. So. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
But this show takes 7 hours, right? It's going to be a whole day.
Yeah. Can I have a bathroom break? No.
Can you imagine? Maybe if I just move it to my phone and we'll just walk around the whole thing and live stream the whole event. Every keynote, I'm just going to sit there recording.
Everybody can meet everybody.
Yeah. It'd be great. It'd be phenomenal. But no, I think that's really all we got right now. We're hitting that 30-minute mark. So...
Tell me you've got a brand prepared.
I didn't.
All right. I'll do this
okay.
one. I'll do this one.
Well, I got to find a way to add it to the...
Are you going to do it together? You might know somebody which one or what's happening now?
Well, no. I'm just going to go with one and see if you guys can...
You
just the name? He's just going to pull out the name?
Yeah.
Don't make it too easy this time.
Okay, this one's not going to be too easy. Caption.
Caption?
It's a Hilton one.
I'll go with, it's not, I don't think it's Hilton.
No, I think it's Choice. We never picked Choice, actually. So probably
Choice isn't,
it's not Choice.
Choice isn't in the top six. So I'm going to go IHG.
You're both wrong. It's Hyatt.
Hyatt.
We're in a Hyatt right now. That's why I went for a Hyatt.
Of course, man. Michael would go for a Hyatt.
Here we are. Here we are.
But I think like it is the month from now. No, in 5-6 weeks, there is Focusrite. So it seems to be we're going to have our first session, like three of us. That will be so
live cool. With all of us there.
Jennifer saying, wish I was there to meet you guys next year.
We'll see you next year, Jennifer.
Next year, we're going to crush it. I think Jennifer's got cool. She's running her own property management company as well. So the fact that the VRMs are tuning in is really encouraging. It's exciting. The best way to wake up and start your week is with Good Morning Hospitality, baby. So
you're going to sing something at the end? You come on near life. You could do something. There's some nice echo in the background. So.
Karaoke was last night, Ross. Sorry you missed out.
You were singing? Oh, for sure, Will was dancing. He has the moves, but
come say hi.
We got another one.
We're live.
We're live on the
come sit down.
Morning Hospitality. Oh,
come on, real quick. So industry legend right here.
there
so
he
every
is.
Monday we talk about hospitality. Michael Ross kind of represents the hotels. I represent short-term rentals, and Will moderates.
Hi, Michael. Hey, Will.
Steven. Hey. Tell us who you are, your story, real quick, and everybody, hello.
Yeah. Hey. Good morning, everybody. Great to be talking with y'all from Verma. Jason Sprinkle here with Key Data. Been in the space for almost 20 years. I keep rolling the 20-year mark. I think it's
19 years.
So we'll call it 19. Let's see. Ran vacation rental company in Northwest Florida for a while, and 360 Blue sold that last year to Natural Retreats. Did Glad to Have You for a while and sold that to Expedia. Now running Key Data. Helping try to bring better data to
folks. And you have some news to share.
I do. Ooh. We got our first outside funding round day before yesterday. We took in $5 million from a great group called Ballast Point Ventures out of Tampa. Really excited to have
congrats.
Them on board.
So, awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a journey getting those things done.
Yeah.
Glad to be out of the due diligence phase and back to work.
Yeah. What's the deployment of that capital going to look like?
Putting some boots on the ground overseas. We really need to grow geographically. And then just making the product better, you know, nothing sexy, just get in there and, you know, do what we do a little bit better
for sure.
More people to help. Yes.
Love it. Breaking news.
Man. Yeah. Good to sit down with y'all. This morning, man.
Of course.
Y'all doing all right?
Yeah. Doing great.
Good.
We're going to have to have a chat later. I know I was supposed to meet up with you, that VRM.
I see you got a few things going on.
That app is not easy to coordinate with my regular calendar. So, I may have, not showed up to, a nice little meeting yesterday.
Did you no-show him?
I didn't count it against you.
Oh,
I okay. Feel like we got it done here.
Yeah, we did.
So you just had two beers instead of one.
That's right. Yeah, come on. All right.
Good to see you guys. Congrats on the money.
Thank you, buddy.
Come on, this breaking news, investments, acquisitions. Come on, we should it's do always of, live. We should just really, if somebody from Netflix or Amazon Prime is watching, it's a done deal, right? It's going to be always.
A big deal. I have a big deal here.
Verma might hire us just to be the news breaking team.
Dude, I told everybody. So next year, I'm going to say it. And if I don't hold to it, then people can keep me accountable. But next year, I'm going to get a booth and we're going to have a live station here the whole time. We're just going to pull keynotes. We're going to pull vendors and we're going to do nothing but podcasting in person with video as normal, but throughout the whole event, not just this one.
Well, we should get some press tickets or some press entry, right? Do you've got press cards in there?
No, but somehow I'm an exhibitor, so I think I got a sneak a sneak peek.
Nice. Pass.
Nothing too crazy.
Sweet. Well,
guys, it was great.
Fun.
It was like breaking news, live sessions, more interaction. This was impossible. People might realize that we're not always preparing episodes much in front. Of course, we do a bit. But this one was so like amazing, spontaneous, people popping in, and this is what.
Yep.
And you did both.
Guys,
you did both great. You just I think even live sessions like this, I just said, Golden was a rock star a few weeks ago in London. Now he's sitting there with Will. Come on, the talk show.
Jerry, I look way less disheveled than I did there.
Come on, Jerry Springer, compared with you guys, this is amazing. So
yeah,
well done. Enjoy your days at the VRMA, and try to get some more breaking news so we can discuss it the next time.
Plenty of breaking news for next week's show, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, and also the thing is, like, I think what we'll do. We had so many people on the show. In the comments and the show notes of this episode, I'll make sure that we tag everybody and that we get some articles for everyone to have access to, rather than just our audio with this echoey hallway. So it'll be good. Everyone who's our GMH listeners, you guys are going to love this.
And do they all know that we have new sponsor opportunities as well? So please don't forget to discuss it there with everybody. Oh, we have a new one.
We got that one. We got Matt Loney with Explory coming on. So if you don't know Explory, they are an experience-based company where when the guests are in stay, they're in the destination, they're connecting them with the tours and activities.
Well, let's just let him introduce it.
Let's get on in here, Matt Loney.
Look at this setup. I tell you what.
We're live right now.
You good? We're live.
Oh, hello. Tell us who you are, what you do.
Hello, world. My name is Matthew Loney. I'm CEO of Explory. We're the largest guest experience platform in the vacation rental industry. So this is our jam right here. Yeah, this is a big conference for us. Yeah, and I tell you what, it is impressive. Last night, I don't know if this is the biggest Verma, but I've never seen it. Definitely hall. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was just how they were spacing the booths, but it's massive.
There's a lot to see in there.
There is a lot, and there's a lot of vendor, like, you know, there's definitely a lot of money pouring into this industry. You can see it in there.
Yeah, it's incredible. But
yeah, so what have you guys been up to? You're just doing a live show right now?
We're doing our
pulling Monday people morning. Like you, yeah. And they walk by.
Okay.
Yeah. Introducing themselves.
So we've had a couple people just some exclusives. Mm-hmm. Anything going on with Explory that you say, hey, we're going to announce it for the first time, or maybe...
Actually, you know what? Yes. Since the exhibit hall is not open for the first time. So, you know, we've got it'll roll out today for the first time. Over the last year, we've been rolling out our partnership with Amazon. We took the Alexa dots and turned them into in-room concierge guidebooks, if you will, all voice. And in 2022, they'll roll out with screens. So some really cool things you'll be able to do there. Not only when you ask about activities, you'll be able to see it, but it'll enable property managers. So let's say, you know, the guest says Wi-Fi is broken. Rather, she says, you know, before I contact maintenance, would you mind trying a couple of quick troubleshooting items? And she'll recommend, you know, maybe they unplug the router. And you as a property manager with your iPhone, though, can quickly video if you want to, like, here's the router, here's how you unplug it. So it's a video showing them maybe how to fix that and just kind of eliminating some of those calls. So we think the screens will add a lot to that. That's pretty cool.
That's great. That's congrats. Cool.
So there you go. You just guys got it. No one else has got it.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's breaking news.
That's what we love. That's
great to see.
Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
For anyone who's listening to this episode, the show right now, live stream, we got a couple live people on. Matt's episode on Slick Talk, diving into his founder story, the creation of Explory, what was the beginning like to today? So it's coming out soon.
That was a lot of fun, by the way.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to have like a beer and a coffee later on today. Not
beer
the same time.
Beer
tonight, coffee in the morning.
That's a new concoction. I would love it. I'd love it. I'm so glad you guys are doing this.
Yeah, for sure. It's been fun. We got another one. So.
Okay, yeah, grab it. I'm off the hot seat. You're in.
Hop in right now.
You got to contribute something better
tonight. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Andrew Kitchell, legend.
Hey, I've got 1 minute until my lift comes to go get stuff from my booth. So what's up?
Quick introduction. Say hi. What you're looking forward to the most here?
Hi, Michael. What am I looking for the most? So I'm Andrew. I work with Wheelhouse.
You are Wheelhouse.
I haven't been to Verma in 3 years.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome. I've run into like 7 people, and I just got to my booth, and like, you know, it's crazy. Everyone's here. So it's gonna be really fun. Michael, can you hear us all right?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you, but I want to
know. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
We've had a few people break some news.
Investment announcement, acquisition.
Not yet. This afternoon.
This afternoon.
Yeah.
Say it now.
It's actually not breaking. No. I got nothing.
All right.
Nice to see you all.
It's going to be huge. All right.
Well, this is enjoyable. This is so cool, isn't it? I think everybody loves it.
Ross has some FOMO right now.
Yeah.
Ross has some FOMO.
Well, I know a lot of our other friends in the industry that couldn't make it are definitely like, I've gotten some messages like, oh, we got mad FOMO today. So very exciting stuff that we're getting all the exclusive on GMH. You know, this is what we're here for. This is what we're made to do. This is our bread and butter. So
I've learned that the amount of energy that's just joined the show, I need to go get another coffee. I've only had one this morning. So
I'm in the same boat. So Mr. Ross,
we're
are you
a day.
Heading off to bed? Good night.
No, come on. It's 4:30 in here, so it's a good day.
What do you literally for that.
No, right, well, I will skip wait a bit. So, guys, have fun.
Thank you so much. And all our GMH listeners, check out the show notes, watch this episode, share it, replay it, check out all these companies, and we'll see you guys again next week.